From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. With police outside using stun grenades and water cannons, South African students meeting with President Jacob Zuma won a major victory today in their fight for reasonably priced education. Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
South African students won a major victory after more than a week of protests against university tuition hikes earned the students a meeting with President Jacob Zuma.
We agreed that there will be a zero increase of university fees in 2016. Discussions will continue looking at broader issues than the fees.
Those issues, he said, include the idea of free education and the thorny race issues that underpin many discussions on education in South Africa. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
There are fears about the number of dead after an explosion that ripped through a newly built mosque in Yola, capital of Adamawa State, in northeastern Nigeria today. The explosion was during afternoon prayers and came after at least 18 people were killed and 20 wounded in another suicide bombing during morning prayers at a mosque in Maiduguri, Nigeria. This latest in a series of bomb attacks in the birthplace of the Boko Haram militant group. Rights group Amnesty National said this month that Boko Haram has killed more than 3,500 civilians so far in 2015. At least 20 people were killed and 40 injured when a suicide bomber attacked a Shiite Muslim mourning procession in the southern Pakistan city of Jacobabad on Friday night, police officials say. The attack came as Shiite Muslims marked Ashura, a 10-day ritual when they commemorate the death of Imam Hussein, grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Shiite Muslims hold public rallies in spite of Sunni threats during that time. This is VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Vienna for talks with his Russian, Saudi, and Turkish counterparts on a political solution in Syria. The U.S. and its allies have made it clear that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is not to be part of that solution, but Russia is lending support, military support, to his regime. Saritza Hoke reports.
During a stop in Berlin Thursday, Kerry said the meeting of four parties should be a precursor to a broader participation of countries that need to be at the negotiating table. He said all parties agree that a solution must be found to end the violence in Syria. With anti-Assad Turkish and Saudi leadership, Russia is Assad's strongest ally. It is not clear what solution Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is bringing to Vienna, but Russian President Vladimir Putin gave a hint Thursday at an international forum in Sochi. Putin said that protracted Western interference in the Middle East has disrupted the balance of power in the region, turning it into a powder keg. Zlarissa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Israel has lifted age restrictions on Muslim worshippers at a sensitive East Jerusalem holy site, Al-Aqsa Mosque, amid increased diplomatic efforts to end violence between Israelis and Palestinians. This as Israel's military says a Palestinian man was shot dead on Friday after stabbing an Israeli soldier. The latest incident comes just a day after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss the situation. At least 43 people, mostly retirees, are believed to have died in a road accident near the French city of Bordeaux in what is being described as the nation's worst traffic accident in three decades. Officials say a truck crashed into a bus, causing both vehicles to burst into flames.
Sur l'accident qui vient de se produire il y a quelques heures.
French President François Hollande, who is traveling in Greece, commented on the accident, saying that the government has fully mobilized to cope with what he called a terrible tragedy. The United Nations Refugee Agency is warning that migrant women and children traveling to Europe are particularly subjected to sexual abuse, calling on other countries to do more for their protection. Speaking to reporters Friday in Geneva, Switzerland, a UNHCR spokeswoman said the extortion of children appears to be happening, quote, in every single country along the route. Hurricane Patricia, strong enough to cause catastrophic damage, is heading for landfall later today along the southwestern Pacific coast of Mexico. With maximum sustained winds near 325 kilometers per hour, the U.S. National Hurricane Center says Patricia is the strongest hurricane ever recorded in the eastern North Pacific. The Hurricane Center said Patricia is expected to bring rainfall of 15 to 30 centimeters and up to 50 centimeters in isolated areas. Mexican authorities issuing a state of emergency. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.